Reporter Jessica Robinson has been covering this year's Idaho legislative session in Boise. Jessica lives in North Idaho, but has traveled weekly to and from Boise. Her fellow travelers on all those trips, the lawmakers she's been covering. This morning, Jessica offers us this behind-the-scenes look at one aspect of lawmakers' lives.
It's a Friday afternoon here at the B gates of the Boise Airport, and look who's here.
We got Representative Don Cheatham, Representative Ron Mendive, Senator Mary Susan.
Senator Bob Nonini knows everybody. He's one of the longest-serving North Idaho lawmakers.
Most of us all go home every weekend and then come back.
Everyone's in jeans and sneakers, ready to fly to Spokane. See, Idaho is so long and has so many mountains, flying from Boise into eastern Washington is the most practical way for these lawmakers to get back and forth. And if you're Representative Sage Dixon, once you land, you drive another 2 hours to get home.
I tried doing it every other weekend at first, but my wife wasn't too appreciative of that, so I go home every weekend.
So far, the lawmakers here at the airport are all Republicans. North Idaho is very red, even by Idaho standards. But as I'm talking to Senator Nonini, suddenly, an interloper appears.
He's of a different party than most of us.
It's a Democrat, Representative Matt Erpelding from Boise. Erpelding says he's headed north for some Democratic Party events. And at that, Nonini sees his opening for a favorite Republican joke about the number of Democrats in North Idaho.
Well, you need a phone booth to hold that in, because there are only about three or four people there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Until the day we rise again.
That's what you're plotting.
No, yes, this is all off the record, right?
Oh, no, yeah, I'm recording. No.
Oh, you're recording all of this?
Nonini adds, hey, they're all friends here. It does seem like certain lawmakers are more friendly with each other than other lawmakers. Representative Luke Malik has a reputation for being more moderate than most North Idaho Republicans in House votes. Here at the airport, he hangs back from the crowd.
Yeah, I would say there's probably a little cliquishness going on, yeah. I'm not one of the cool kids, maybe.
Okay, so one of the things I've always wondered about on these flights is, what are the politics of where you sit? See, we're flying Southwest Airlines, which doesn't assign seats, so you get on the plane and choose any open seat, which means if you see a spot next to someone you know, you have a decision to make. You can take the seat, or just keep on walking. I ask Representative Erpelding, the Democrat.
If there's an open seat next to a lawmaker, are you going to walk by them? Is it like a snubbing if you go by them?
It depends if it's a middle seat. If it's a middle seat, it's not a snubbing. It's actually a courtesy.
Oh, I see.
Right? So you got to keep moving. Window seat, aisle seat, last seat filled is the middle seat.
But if there's just like middle seats as far as the eye can see?
If there's middle seats and you walk past a lawmaker, it's a snub.
Continue boarding Group A, 16 up to the number 30.
On the plane, a lot of the North Idaho lawmakers, in fact, do tend to sit together, and sometimes with other people involved in politics. On one flight, a racetrack owner who had been lobbying the legislature sat with a couple of Republican senators. One later voted his way, the other senator voted against him. On this flight, Erpelding ends up in a window seat next to Republican Representative Eric Redmond and his wife. And Malik, the North Idaho Republican who's not in with the in crowd, he gets stuck with a middle seat.
Hello. How's it going?
Next to me.
So they push back when you choose a seat, make sure your seatbelt.
We're taking off. Malik starts going through unread emails on his phone.
I deal with about 200 or so emails in my legislative account a day.
We start chatting again about the legislative session, a couple of not-so-cool kids. Idaho's capital city shrinks away below us as we head toward a place full of people who tend to be skeptical about everything that happens here.
I think Northern Idaho is very independent, and we have a lot of people who've actually never even been to Boise.
In fact, some people argue Northern Idaho is like a different state entirely.
I don't think it's a different state. I mean, the state is a geographical boundary, but it's definitely a different culture than the rest of Idaho.
A different culture. And Malik says these weekend trips home keep him tuned into it. I'm Jessica Robinson, somewhere over Idaho.